Building a home where all belong on a foundation of love and service. This has been more than a theme, more than a motto. It is the way we have decided to live. It is a part of our identity, and it welcomes people into this place. And to say it a bit differently, it is a way that we connect with God. Now, our building a home belong phrase came from the book of Ephesians. And when this was first introduced to us, we had magnets made, and we have more. So if you don't have one or want another or need another, please come up and take one after the service. The sermon today is built around hearing from individuals who are proud to call this place home. It is a fitting way to end Pride Month here at Highlands United Methodist Church because each of our stories are vastly different. Our faith journeys, our relationship with God, the reluctance some of us feel towards organized religion are all a part of us. And through that growth, and yes, that pain, some of those things are still to be proud of. Because we are here in this moment together. And Betsy, rather than having the video played, I will read the scripture for us. And once again, this is where our building a home belong came from. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. God's using us all, irrespective of how we got here and what God is building. God used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now God's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. It's taking shape day by day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. And that's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. I invite Wes to come forward to share some thoughts. Thank you, Wes.
Will you join me in a word of prayer? Lord, we thank you for this day that the Lord has made and ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Well, Brandon just took the first half of what I was going to say away, so thanks for that. But anyway, how many of you have ever done any type of construction project? It's real easy, right? It's super fun. We just finished some remodeling of the parsonage. It was super easy to get done. No stress over that at all. In our own life, we recently remodeled a condo. It took about a year. It was incredibly stressful, incredibly difficult. There were so many setbacks. And the whole time, we kept saying, this is going to be worth it in the end. We're investing in the future. It's going to be worth it. When I was writing earlier this week, I was originally going to discuss the building process, actually, and how we need everyone involved and we all need to come together, and that actually is still true, and please don't mistake my words. However, there were some things that happened this week that got me thinking about the why. Why is it that our mission at Highlands is building a home where all belong? I want to take back actually to the Old Testament, Brandon, in a similar vein of Ephesians, and to the book of Ezra. In Ezra, we learn about the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. The first temple had been destroyed, and God's people were exiled to Babylon. Now his people were coming back, and there was a building project to be done. From Ephesians 3, verse 10 through 12, from the New Living Translation says, "When the builders completed the foundation of the Lord's temple, the priests put on their robes and took their place to blow the trumpets. And the Levites, descendants of Asaph, clashed their cymbals to praise the Lord, just as King David had prescribed. With praise and thanks, they sang this song to the Lord. He is so good. His faithful love for Israel endures forever." Then all the people gave a great shout, praising the Lord, because the foundation of the Lord's temple had been laid. Many of the older priests, Levites, and other leaders who had seen the first temple wept aloud when they saw the new temple's foundation. The others, however, were shouting for joy. The joyful shouting and weeping mingled together in a loud noise that could be heard far in the distance. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
There's a lot we can unpack from this passage, but let's focus on the rebuilding from exile, just as the passage in Ephesians mentioned. Personally, I grew up in a very religious family in a Southern Baptist church in Alabama. For that, I am thankful that I developed a relationship with Christ at a young age. I saw God work miracles in my life. I found that His love was everlasting. Of course, as I got older, learned a little bit about myself, learned that who I chose to love and the one that I wanted to be a relationship in were not exactly in line with the church's teachings, just a little bit off. I had at one point even thought about going into ministry, but I determined that who I was would probably prevent me from being an effective minister. And I just turned Siri on, so excuse me. There we go. Yeah, it's not a small world. Come on. Hold on. I promise this did not happen. There we go. Where's Brad when you need him? All right. Back to where I was. So I learned that I wasn't going to be an effective minister. So that's actually why I chose to go into medicine, because I wanted to serve others and I wanted to extend the healing ministry of Christ. But I still had trauma from the church and in a small way felt exiled from the work of Christ. Eventually, I was blessed and thankful to marry my partner, Jance. I began to accept that God created me in His image. After we moved to Denver, Jance and I began to explore options for places to worship where we would feel welcome. We knew God was working in our lives, and we wanted a place that we could grow spiritually and serve our community. That's why in 2019, on a whim, Jance said, "Let's go try that Highlands United Methodist Church down the street." I said, "Okay." From the moment we walked in the door and were greeted by Brandon, we felt at home. We were excited to see how Highlands was making a difference in the community. We were inspired by how all of God's people were coming together and working to spread His message through the community, into our city and into our world, and declaring that His message was made for all. Personally, I felt like I had returned from exile, from churches that I didn't belong, and found a place where I could be a part of building God's ministry. That's why our community today needs to hear that God is faithful and that His love endures forever, just as the people in Israel proclaimed. Our world needs to see the hope of Christ in a world where many may misinterpret, it's a nice way to put it, His message, and others may feel exiled from Him. To me, that's the why of what we are building. So my challenge to you today, especially in this transition period, is that we all work together toward building Highlands United Methodist Church as a home where all belong, to be a voice of God's love that can be heard far in the distance, and to be a beacon of hope for all to see. Thank you.
And I know it's not ideal, but I would like to share what Sarah has to say. She sent in a video. She was unable to be here today. So Betsy, if you wouldn't mind playing that. And again, we will send these videos out this week as well.
I'm proud to call Highlands United Methodist one of my church homes because it is such a welcoming place. The scripture readings, the prayers, the sermons, and the messages in general, the music, all of it is very welcoming, and it's focused on God's love and God's work in our lives. It's focused on being God's love in action in our world. It's focused on turning inward when we're doing the work on ourselves and turning outward when it's time to be God's love and service in our community. It is not focused on judgment and being critical of others, but instead focused on grace. My family and I, we love Highlands because it is for everyone. Highlands United Methodist Church is for everyone, and God's love is for everyone. Highlands is definitely a come as you are kind of church. Come as you are, and come as you are spiritually, wherever you are on your faith journey. Highlands can help foster growth and give you something to think about, and a community where it's safe to explore your faith and your doubt and all the questions, and also, you know, really focus on, you know, what God is intending for us to have at work for ourselves. For all of those reasons, we love Highlands United Methodist Church as one of our church homes, and we appreciate being able to share that with the leadership and other members of the congregation.
Thank you, Sarah. And Jim, would you come forward to share some thoughts as well?
Amazing. Sometimes God just shows up and shows off. How wonderful. Hey, before I start, I wanted to say how stressful it can be when things don't go as you plan, and how wonderful that we sung the song, All Is Well With My Soul, because boy, how reassuring and restful that is. When asked about my faith journey, I realize it is a journey, not a destination. One of the things I've been struggling with on my journey is attachments. Shankar Badantan, in his podcast Hidden Brain, says that humans find it much easier to attach to things than to let them go. There are things I've attached to God on my faith journey that I am realizing I need to let go of. Things are not always what they look like. I met Roy about 20 years ago. He was a widower in my last church, and during the coffee hour, I learned he was on PT boats in World War II. Those sailors were my heroes when I was growing up. We would share the peace, Roy and I, with a handshake, maybe a shoulder touch. But one day, I was moved and I gave him a huge hug. After the hug, he looked me in the eye and he said, "I haven't had a hug like that since my wife died. I haven't had a hug like that since my wife died." That shook me to my core. Things are not always what they look like. Being on a journey means things are going to change, and things need to change. I have come to realize God is not static. God is looking for ways to help me love my neighbor more. And that means I need help in understanding who my neighbors are and in growing with my neighbors. While my wife and I have only been attending Highlands United Methodist Church since 2020, I feel very welcome and proud to tell anybody I meet where I go to church. And I look forward to a faith journey with others who are seeking to see God more in the world. Thank you.
I would like to thank Sarah, Wes, and Jim for sharing today. We all have a story of how we have gotten to this place at this time. It's pretty amazing to think about. With each of us here, in this moment, and those watching from home, this moment will never happen again. Yes, there will be other wonderful moments we share together, but then again, that moment, in that time, will never happen again. Our stories need to be heard. Your story needs to be heard. There is more to be done individually and collectively. Yet when we stand together, willing to hear about the journey, willing to hear the experience and life of those around us, it is God's gentle, or not so gentle, way of reminding us that we are better together. Stories are what helps us connect to one another. It's how we learn. It's how we develop compassion and grace toward one another. And it's how we will continue to build a home where all belong. Amen.